Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESPN Media coverage of Loveland Tigers Athletics, our weekly Athletic Director podcast with the Athletic Director, Brian Knatzer, at Loveland and lovelandtigers.org. And a very happy Monday to you, Brian, as we are putting our finishing touches on another school year. We're going to wind things up here today. This is our 2018-2019 season finale. So first off, a happy Monday to you, and hope you had a nice Mother's Day weekend.
We did, Greg. Thanks for having us. Appreciate the time. Yeah, we had a great Sunday, Mother's Day. I hope you did as well. And what an exciting time. This is what it's all about. We're heading into postseason play, so we couldn't be more excited for these Tiger student-athletes, and we're ready to roll forward.
Yeah, let's get her going. As obviously a very, very busy time of year, and let's start off too. Baseball this week, luckily not playing till tomorrow, so I guess the good thing that you get a day to maybe warm things up, dry things out just a little bit, but boys baseball will be heading over to Hamilton as they get things going in the postseason.
Yeah, we are. We're excited to head into Hamilton. We're playing some pretty good ball right now, looking forward to the postseason. We've definitely gotten better as the season has progressed. We've got some leaders on the ECC board, Shane Krusniak with 25 RBIs, and Zach Siegel. I don't know if you've ever seen this kid pitch, but there isn't a ball that doesn't come out over the plate with some sort of movement or out of his hand. I'll tell you, that kid is a phenomenal kid to watch. So we're really excited for tomorrow, varsity at Hamilton. OHSAA playoffs, so we're excited.
Yeah, we absolutely very excited to get the playoffs going in all the different sports, and wishing them the best of luck. As far as the girls are concerned, their season wound up. They bowed out of the OHSAA tournament, but had a makeup game. So the good thing is they got to go out on a winning note on senior night.
Yeah, they did. And we had a couple seniors that we honored. And it was a good game to kind of wrap it up. We finally got senior day, and it took us three times to get that game in.
Yeah.
But congratulations to the softball team, and got a couple kids I'd like to mention, Caitlin Kramer, who was second in the ECC with 5 home runs. So
nice.
I think we're leading off into the postseason, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations, Caitlin. Always exciting when you hit a home run in baseball, softball, whatever it was. So she had 5 of them, you said? That's
5 of them. She's fun to watch.
That's nice. That's fun. Well, good for her. And wish the softball girls all the best of luck as they move forward as the season does come to an end. But great season, young ladies. Let's go to the boys' tennis side of things. They already started the OHSAA tournament. They were getting to play over at the Linder Family Tennis Center last week.
Yeah, we've had a couple players come out of that in the district. So
nice.
We've got our singles, number one singles, Connor Rubel, who has made it out as a single. And then our doubles, which is Alex Ditchin and Matt Cuther, which will be, they'll be playing as well. They'll be playing Thursday, same place out there in Mason. So those guys are ECC champs, the whole team, and then they get ahead into this OHSAA district, so we're excited to go watch them play on Thursday. So best of luck to the boys' tennis.
Absolutely. So it'll be a little bit warmer by the time we get to Thursday too, so that's a good thing. So a little chilly here on this Monday morning, the day after Mother's Day, but congrats on the season that they've had to this point so far, and let's keep it going just a little bit. Say with some net sports and another very successful season going on right now as getting ready to head into the postseason for the boys volleyball side of things. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, so boys volleyball, they ended up the season an overall 11-8. They got a big group of seniors, and they're excited that they're starting to play together, trying some new things. Move some people in different positions and just trying to prepare themselves for the postseason. So we are heading into the tournament this week, and we're really excited about these kids coming off the heels of what they did last year. But a good group. I'll have more on them later as far as the dates and where we'll be. But
okay.
Boys volleyball, we're ready to move. Good season.
Absolutely so. And we'll get that updated on the website, lovelandtigers.org, as well, as soon as all that is made available for the boys volleyball side of things. Track, very busy last week because you had the conference tournament. So how things fare with the ECC and the boys and girls track teams?
Okay, girls track team. Congratulations, Coach Loftman and his staff. The girls are ECC champs. They were undefeated the entire year. I mean, the wealth of talent on this team is unbelievable. If I can give a couple of shout-outs, Greg.
Absolutely.
People to watch for heading into the postseason. The 1 and 200 meter, Caitlin Andrews. The long jump, Mia Bryans. The high jump, Megan Korniak. If you're a long-distance person, the 800, 1600, and 3200, keep an eye out for Jesse Gibbons. Hurdles, Mia Bryans and Carson Sarver and Jordan Morrison. We got good recognition with our 400-meter relay of Morrison, Patton, Zinni, and Andrews, and our 800 made up of Gibbons, Cannon, Carr, and Richards. Keep an eye out for our discus, Zoe Ott, and Harrigan and Horgan in the pole vault. So we are strong. These girls are excited, and they are coming off of an undefeated ECC championship season. So keep an eye out for those girls.
Absolutely. So congratulations so far. Keep her going, though. That's very, very exciting as you start to head into the district times for girls track. How about the boys' side of things?
Boys' side are doing well, too. We've been getting better each and every week. We ended up in third place in the ECC. Keep an eye out for a short sprint, Fouts, 100, 200, 400. And name you recognize Ballman in the 800, 1600, and 3200. Shooter in the hurdles. Quinn James in the shot and disc. Matt Toigo in the long jump. And Hetzel in the high jump. And keep an eye out for Smeller and Walton in the pole vault, where Smeller just keeps on breaking records. So
that's
excited to see this what this week does in Mason this week.
Absolutely. We'll keep her going. And very, very good place to run at over at Mason. So hopefully best of luck there to all the Tiger runners and field athletes as they get going in the track and field. And, man, there are a lot of great athletes. Those events, the whole meets are a lot of fun. There's so much going on. It's an absolute organized chaos event is what it is when those things are taking place. But
yeah,
sounds like you got a lot of
–
go ahead.
I'll tell you what, Greg. I got to do a big shout-out to our unified track team.
Yes.
This is our second year having our unified track. And once again – Our Special Olympics unified track team won districts at Harrison. So for 2 years in a row, they have won districts. So, again, another competitive team that we send out from the Loveland Tiger Arena.
That is outstanding. Congratulations to all those athletes. And check it out, too, on our website, lovelandtigers.org, under the different teams. We have the unified track team there. It's got the roster. It's got their names and a picture of all the kids there, too. So working very, very hard. So congratulations to them. That's very, very exciting. So very, very neat to see. So check that out, lovelandtigers.org. And let's move over to the lacrosse side of things as a tournament time starting off for both the boys and the girls on the lacrosse side of things. And the boys, as they head into, they had a nice stretch, although they played Saturday against one of the best teams in all the country in Culver Prep. So throw that game out on Saturday afternoon. But other than that, boys lacrosse really starting to play well as you head into the tournament, getting ready for their first game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good senior night against CHDA, 18-7. And, I mean, and you know, the philosophy is if you want to be the best, you do have to play the best.
Yep.
So that's the one reason we took that trip. So that was a good team understanding of what it takes as we head into the postseason. So I think we take that and we learn from it. We were middle of the pack in the ECC this year. And we are playing Tuesday at Walnut Hills High School, 7 o'clock. For our first OHSA tournament. So excited about that. Come out and check out our Tigers and Ben Wanger, who leads the ECC with 231 saves.
There you go. And that's where it all starts. Goalie and then the faceoff guys in lacrosse. And so you get some good goaltending at this time of year. Never know what can happen. So
that's right.
So 7 o'clock at Walnut Hills on Tuesday night. So all the best to the boys Laxers. And for the girls, what a great season that they are having. And obviously the regular season now morphing into the postseason. They want to keep it up as they will play Oak Hills tonight. But let's not gloss over what they did during the regular season with 13 wins during the regular season. Just outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, this team is hot. They are fun to watch. They are athletic. They look the part of a Division I successful team. They had big wins over Mercy McCauley and Thomas Worthington this week. I mean, that's big-time competition, Greg.
Yep.
And these these kids are playing great. It's your typical story. Had a game during the season that they didn't look too good at as a team, and they persevered. And ever since that game, they have been a different team, and they are pointed. They know what they want. They're taking one game at a time, but you know they have their goals and their vision. So they play this evening for the first tournament game against Oak Hills, like you mentioned, at 6:30 here at Loveland High School. You can come check out Hannah Wanger, who has 26 assists, and Carly Wilhoit, who has 19 turnovers, and that's just two student athletes that we can mention. We can go down the roster if you wanted to, but these girls are hot and they're excited.
Well, and we'll obviously have that schedule updated through the course of the postseason and hope it's a nice lengthy postseason for those young ladies. But what do you know about Oak Hills when they come into that meeting tonight? What do you expect from them?
Well, I expect Oak Hills to be prepared. I expect Oak Hills to be tough and strong, typical Oak Hills team. They're going to give you everything they got and hope that, you know, our skill set can override theirs, but they're always well coached and well prepared.
Yeah, where were the Loveland girls seeded at when they were through the draw?
They're a second seed.
Second seed, they're the two seed. Okay, wow.
Yeah. So excited to be that. They're number one seed is Sycamore, and then we're the second seed. So it should be exciting. Exciting girls lacrosse.
Absolutely. So and a win if they were to win tonight, next would be on the 17th. So you've got that coming up a little bit later on in the week. But one step at a time. Oak Hills first tonight and 6:30. All the best of luck to those young ladies. But what a great year, Brian, it has been. We here at ESPN Media so happy to be involved with Loveland Tigers. We had a chance to broadcast the baseball game of our Great American. As you look through and you wind down another school year, the 2018, the 2019 school year, I know it's always a bittersweet time for teachers, for coaches, athletic director, everybody, staff, everybody's been involved in the high school because you're getting to the graduation time where you've seen these seniors. They came in as freshmen 4 years ago and now moving on to the next stage of their life. It's kind of always a bittersweet time of year, is it not?
It is. And you know, we have this week our sports awards and our senior awards where we get to actually call those kids down and acknowledge their successes and their part of being a Loveland Tiger and, you know, their what they've done with their team. So that sports awards, Greg, is tomorrow. It's Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then the seniors, which is just dedicated to seniors only, that's the Wednesday at 7 p.m. So it's a nice way, you know, to kind of send them off, even though postseason's still going on. But it's a good way to recognize them and to thank them for all their contributions that they've done throughout their time here at Loveland High School.
Yep, and the foundation that the high school and the community has provided them as they get ready for that next step of phase of their life, I guess. They won't understand it to another 10 years or so in their life, what exactly is happening to them right now. But for us, for the adults that are involved in all this, it can be a little weepy time every once in a while, but bittersweet because you're always very excited, too, for what the future holds for all these people.
Yeah, they've definitely left this place better than they found it, and I think that's the overall goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we wish every one of those seniors, not just the athletes, but all the seniors, all the best as they move on to that next phase of their life, college or work world, military, whatever it is, we wish them all the best of luck, but thank them for what they've done. At their time at the school. So, well, Brian, we appreciate everything this year, and we're so excited. We don't want to rush things off, but the fall is going to come very, very fast. Football and a new head coach and what that is going to mean at Loveland. Girls volleyball, you got kind of a new starting point there. And we are going to be very excited to get things going. And throughout the summer, we'll keep folks updated as we get ready for the fall. But don't blink, Brian, I don't want to scare you too much, but it'll be September very, very fast.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, thanks to you, thanks to the Loveland community for listening and being a part of this, our student-athletes. And, you know, again, we've got the best student-athletes. We've got the best coaches and just the greatest community. So thanks for everybody tuning in and just, you know, being an active part of our student-athletic experience.
Well, it certainly takes a community. There's no doubt about it. And in Loveland, you've got second to no one, that is for sure. So we do. We thank them from ESP Media as well with executive producer Rob Ebel. We are very happy to be a part of this community and look forward to the upcoming school year next year. So, well, Brian, best of luck. Have a great summer. And, again, all the best to all the seniors as they move on. And we will catch up with you coming up in the fall.
Thanks for everything, Greg.
You're more than welcome. That's Brian Knatzer. He is the athletic director, along with his assistant, Eric Fry. Thanks to all of them at Loveland for helping us out all year, and we'll keep you up to date on lovelandtigers.org. But thanks for listening to our Athletic Director podcast all season long right here on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.